My talk today is on how to use it. And of course, we know the it is the thing. And so we're going to do a little bit of recapping because I guess the person that comes after me to do part two of how to use it would definitely be doing more of the literature part of the how to use it or the entire chapter. I just thought and felt very led to kind of recapitulate what we've done before and come to the point of how to use it. And so today would be a little bit of an interactive type of talk for me today. I would definitely have you involved answering questions. I have my yellow board behind there, and I will be using it. So students, you need to speak up, okay? All right, so we first started off with the thing itself. And with the thing itself, the first question to the group is, give me in terms of what are the different ways we can talk about what the thing itself is, or give me a different names or different labels. That's what I want, different labels for the thing itself. Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me start you off in the I would say that it's the ultimate stuff, or I would call it God. So I would like for you to come up with some other names of what we call the thing itself.
This is so easy for people who are in the foundation class right now. Because we did this the first week of class.
Well, tell us something.
Yeah, you show us your stuff. The universe.
The universe, the spirit, yes.
Creative source, or just source.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are into the father. Connie's into daddy.
Ah!
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Any others?
All that is.
All that is?
Love. Light.
Mm-hmm.
Mind.
Woohoo!
Cosmic energy.
Mother.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? You said?
Mother.
Mother. Absolutely.
Childhood.
Mm-hmm. Connection to source.
Truth.
Connection to source? Okay.
Did someone say truth?
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 Yes, the thing is truth.
Goddess.
Goddess.
Magic.
Ooh. Okay.
Mystery.
Hmm?
Mystery.
Mystery. Mysterious mystery. Okay.
Like Native American is.
Mysterious. The infinite. And we would be using the infinite. Absolutely. Okay, so we have very good students. Give yourself a clap. Round of applause. Awesome. So Ernest Holmes added also spirit. There is something called the oversoul, which, we talk about. And we don't normally say it a whole lot here, but we do know that it's existing. First called intelligence. And
creator.
Creator. This works hand in hand, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you very much. That's wonderful. And so we have a better idea as to what the thing itself is. And so we know that the thing itself, we talked about love, and we have all the qualities of the thing itself, all the qualities of the universe, all the qualities of mind, all the qualities of God. We can, come in. And so the next thing we're going to talk about is the qualities of God. So what I have here, you can use your paper, but I think, if you do need extra paper, we do have it. And why I am wanting you to write this down, and you can take your time and write down what the thing itself is at your convenience, you can do that. But as of right now, we are going to talk about the qualities of God, what God is, what the universe is, what cosmic energy is, what magic is. So on one side of your paper, so it's going to look like this. Sort of like this. All right? Mm-hmm. And here we, obviously, it's qualities of God. And you put in what word you want, okay? Whatever you're in vibration with any of these words or any word that comes to you. Right now I'm going to put God is. So, let's talk about qualities. What are the qualities of the thing itself? All that is. You can, let me hear some of them. Just
loving.
Can you write bigger?
Hmm?
Can you write bigger?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're going to have here, just for the first start, I'm going to say God is loving. All right? And so as we keep going down on the left side here, we're going to keep saying God is loving. So just leave a little space for the God is, and then we could continue with the different qualities. So what are the other qualities do we have as God?
Infinite.
God is infinite. Mm-hmm.
Intelligent.
Yes.
All inclusive.
Beautiful.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. This is important.
Mm. Omnipotent.
Perfect.
Perfect. There is always perfection, even in the apparent see that there is not. So perfect, sorry. Or we can put perfection if you want, okay?
Light.
God is light.
Freedom.
We have some. I was going to say brilliant, and I started using the. We are brilliant. Okay, so I'll take a couple more.
Joy.
God is joy.
Orderly.
Yes. Orderly. And I say orderly because even in confusion, even when things look chaotic, even when our minds cannot be wrapped around what is happening to us, there is always a sense of order. And it is very, very, very important for us to remember and to believe that this is an orderly universe. Mm-hmm. And we're going to come to the point where our belief our recognition of the orderly universe literally will dictate our lives, will dictate our next steps, and will keep us in a sense of calm and in a sense of peace, just knowing that there is infinite order in the universe. Alright, so this is really a good one for us. All of them are excellent.
Connection.
Let's talk about connection. Now, with connection, it's very important also to know, as with orderliness, that God is everywhere present. It is the root of our philosophy, the root of our teaching. But forget philosophy, forget that. Just know, it is the truth of everything. God is everywhere, God is all present, and if God is everywhere, God is all present, and we are what God is, then there must always be a sense of connection. There is always connection. There is always connection. It's not that I think I'm connected or I don't, you know, or I think I might be in the zone or whatever. Just know you are always connected. Whether we come to that conscious awareness that we are always connected is a different issue. And this is one of the reasons where knowing that the universe is always orderly and everything is in harmony, it's always a harmonious universe, and that we are always connected, that in itself again gives us a sense of peace, because it tells me that, hey, there is no separation between who I am and who God is. There is no separation between the energy that I have right now, the bubbling energy that Connie came in with, to the energy that the universe is. There's none. I am the energy back of everything. It has to be. Otherwise, if it's not, then guess what? There is a void. There is a disconnect. If there's an energy there, and I'm coming in with a different energy, there is no different. It is the energy. The beauty of it is when we recognize that this is the energy of the universe, that this is the energy of light, that this is the energy of truth and magic. It's the same energy. There is no separation at all. Alright, so
you just mentioned three more that are important, Gil. Harmony, peace, and energy. On the left.
Okay. Thank you. Harmony, peace, energy. I'm going to put in ease because it's one of my favorite words. Ease.
Wholeness.
Wholeness.
And one.
Oneness, unity. All right. So these are qualities of God. And so if these are qualities of the thing itself, then they are qualities of guess what? Me. And if it's a quality of me, and I am from that creative energy, the creative principle, the creative mind, then I am the creative energy. I am the quality of the thing itself. There is really no separation between who I am and who God is. I'm sorry, this is not making sense.
There's some pins over here.
Okay. So, if we get that the thing itself and the qualities of, I purposely left this blank because we are going to be doing some homework in it, but just to give you, just a little bit of info. So if God is all these wonderful qualities, and this is what we call God or Spirit, then the only thing that is missing is the individualized aspect of these. This is the whole. This is the infinite. This is the abundance. And the abundance comes in so many different forms and fashions. So if all of this is Spirit, and these are the qualities of Spirit, then I, which is the individualized aspect of it, this is the big subjective. All of this is just the oversoul. I love calling it God because God makes a lot of sense to me. So if all of this is God, then I am part of this. I am. I have to be. I must be. There is no separation, remember? So if I am, then I would put I am. So if God is loving, then I am loving. There is no separation. Alright? And so you could go down the list with that. If God is infinite, I am infinite. So guess what stops me, and this is very personal, because when I first saw the topic, how to use it, I'm like, why me? You know, sometimes I get in a funk and don't remember my truth. So when I saw how to use it, I am like, okay, I am infinite. Because God is infinite. I remember my truth so quickly and so easily. The reason why there were limitations in my life, why I experienced lack, is because I can only receive what I can embody. And what I can receive does not mean that what is out there, what is infinite. And I'm saying out there, forget the word out there. What I can receive does not make, is different to what is actually happening, what is actually in awareness. It's like, I heard it mentioned once, it's like a funnel, a huge funnel. And you know what happens with a funnel? It comes down. And so, all the abundance is out there. The infinity. I mean, infinity. Don't matter how much we can think into the infinite, there is always so much more. So much bigger and expansive. And so, in order for me to fully understand and to grasp, I can do two things. I can either try to strangle the flow that is out there and try to bring it in as a funnel so that I can, you know, pull and receive what I can receive, or I can literally be very conscious and recognize the full abundance of the infinite and open myself to receiving more and more and more. Consciously opening myself to receive more and not trying to strangle, you know, that little extra, that little thing that comes through, because I can't get enough. And whatever I get from it, obviously I'm alive, I'm living, I'm going on a daily basis. But is that enough? To me, no, it's not. I want to experience wealth and financial abundance in bigger and better ways. And so as a result of that, I need to consciously widen the amount of abundance that comes through that funnel for me. And it can be done. First of all, I have to believe that it can be done. And secondly, with the faith that I have, I just open myself to letting the flow, to just releasing any inhibitions that the infinite is that I am being infused or can't find the right word for it. Anyhow, so it's basically just so that I am very aware and open to the infinite and allow myself to be infused by it. Okay, so moving on. So we talked about the qualities of God, and we talk about, you know, freedom of choice and the principles. So let's just talk about the principles or the laws before we move on. One more time, Teacher Gail would get up.
That looks like a cone.
Huh? He's a different color. This is Lorraine. She's very right brain.
Teacher's assistant. How are you on duty?
So, the law. Let's talk about the law a little bit. Tell me what you know about the law.
It's impersonal.
Yeah.
Yes,
very good, Kate. She's our eternal student.
Well, you know stuff.
All right. She dreams it now. She
lives and breathes.
Our eternal organizer. The orderliness of the universe. Okay, so the law is impersonal.
Mm-hmm. That means it responds the same way for everybody.
Thank you. Any others?
Infallible.
Infallible. What does that mean?
It means it always works in the same way in every case.
Oh, that's what infallible means.
Oh. It's no fault.
No. Okay. Thank you. In F-A-L-L-I-B-L-E, uh-huh.
Or it never falls.
Thank you. Any others? Is that the same as unchangeable then?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah. Constant.
Mm-hmm. Constant. Yeah. Okay.
Neutral.
Limitless.
Okay, so we're talking about the law as if it's separate and apart from the thing itself. Is it separate and apart? No, it's not. And it's, I think Ernest Holmes and the other thinking minds kind of divided things up so that we can get a better understanding, and thank God they did. Because we are in this state of openness and really wanting to know and understand and to act consciously. And so in order to act consciously, we have to know the different aspect of the thing itself. All right? And so, the law. Could we assist the law at all? Could we? Is there anything that? Okay, let's change that. I had a perfect question. Okay. Is there anything that we can do to make the law work?
The law is working already.
Yeah, it all works all the time, no matter what we do.
Just get out of his way. Let be.
Right. So there is nothing that we can do. The law is the law. The law literally knows what it has to do. The law accomplishes things. The law basically is there because it responds to our desires. It responds to our word. It responds to our questioning, our inquiry. So there's nothing we can do that would make the law work. It is just that aspect of God that we understand will bring our desires into manifestation. But there is something that we can do in order to set the law, to start the law working on our behalf. So, for example, if I could make an example of this. We talk about the laws of gravity, right? I am holding this book and I want to drop it because I consciously want to drop it. If I do drop it, how have I helped the law? That's not the right question. But however, the law is absolutely separate and apart from let me look at my notes one more time. I give the law orders. I say what I want. I direct my thoughts to the outcome that I want to achieve or to acquire. And once my thoughts are put out there, then the law just automatically starts working on the thought. It's just like the thoughts form an impress. It's like a mold. And it's like a thought form out there. And the law knows what to do with it. It just takes it. And with the thought form, obviously, is our desires, our goals, our dreams. And it takes that. And without us doing anything to assist it, it just absolutely brings it into manifestation for us. All right, so so we know that the law is a servant. That's why Judy had one of these she had one of the, here it is. One of these. She had given us at one point, what the teaching symbol looks like. And, you know, at the top is all these things that we talked about with all the beautiful qualities. And then in the second level is the medium or the soil or the creative aspect of God. And so we can recognize all these aspects and all these aspects of God, but the creative aspect, we definitely is beyond us. I mean, in terms of physical and our consciousness, we just let it go. That's why we sing, we let it be. So we put out there, we put our thoughts, we put our prayers, we put our dreams, we put our goals, we put our questions, and then we let it go. Because this part of it we have no control over, except that we are sending out the best thoughts. We are sending out the most affirming thoughts. We are sending out whatever we want to receive. On the contrary, if we send out anything other than affirming and positive and life building, and we want to put something else out there, whether we release it or not, the law runs with it. So that's why we need to always be believing that these are all the wonderful qualities of God, and these are the qualities that open up into a beautiful manifestation in our life, because the law has no type of impersonalness. It is always constant. It will work for us. It is governed and directed by our thoughts. So we have to be really careful about the thoughts we put out there. All right? And in closing, I want to mention that being consciously aware means that we must recognize God as these qualities. However we call God, we must come to the recognition that this is who I am. So the first thing we talk about is the recognition. I recognize God as abundance, and I can choose whatever the abundance is. I recognize God as the abundance of health. And so if God is the abundance of health in my life, then I must be the abundance of God. I must be what God is. There is no separation. So if I desire freedom, if I desire wealth, if I desire a state of harmony and peace in my life, I don't need to go anywhere for it, because I am it. It's within me. I am infused with it. But I must recognize that the bigger part of me, the oversoul, the spirit within me, is already that. And so if I recognize that, it's so easy to say, I am. So, just want to mention that spirit is responsive to a few things. Spirit is responsive to our beliefs. We must believe. And it's not mumbo jumbo belief. It's not. And as Tim said, in order for us to really understand our philosophy, we got to put it into practice. And the way we put it into practice, the way we see manifestations in our lives, is because at one point we have to really know that we are, therefore I am. And because we know that I am, the law takes over. So if we stay in peace and know that we are peace, the law brings everything that is peaceful in our lives. Or it brings people. It brings flowers. It brings scenarios. It brings something on the radio, reminding us that we are at peace. We are easy. We're still in the season for nonviolence ending today, I think. And so we are talking about peace. The world is at peace because we are peace. Now, a lot of us may not be aware that we are peace because we've seen something so much different. We're seeing fighting and disharmony, and we are seeing lots of chaos. But does that change anything here? Remember, God is unchangeable. God is the law. The law is unchangeable. Regardless of what we think it is, does not change anything here. So we have to change our belief. We change our reaction to what is happening. All right? And spirit is receptive to our recognition. We just talked about that. Spirit is also responsive to our purpose and to our will. What do we want? What is my desire? Spirit is responsive to faith and trust. This kind of gives the fire beneath our belief, you know. It's like, okay, I believe, but I have faith and I trust that it will happen. It will. However it shows up, just know that there is an answer. And there is a perfect and appropriate answer. And spirit is also responsive to inquiries and questions. And I was showing David this book, and it says, "Ask and you will succeed." And it's by Ken Foster. And we're going to do a question, two questions from his book after we come back. And so, that's my presentation today. I hope you students learned something today. I absolutely had fun. I really had fun. Thank you for allowing me to share from my heart.
There you go.